This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. MIT has a new president. He's 61-year-old L. Raphael Reif, an electrical engineer who has served as provost, the institution's chief academic officer, since 2005.
The university's governing body, the MIT Corporation, elected Reif this morning to succeed Susan Hockfield, who announced earlier this year that she's stepping down after 8 years as president. Earlier today, we spoke to Raphael Reif, who will become MIT's 17th president when he takes over on July 2nd.
President-elect Reif, welcome to Radio Boston and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So let me start this way. On MIT's website today, there's a press release that describes your accomplishments as the school's provost since 2005. It says you led the design and implementation of a strategy that allowed MIT to weather the global financial crisis, drove the growth of MIT's global strategy, promoted efforts around race and diversity, led the development of the school's new learning and online learning initiative. So, wow, that's the last 5 years as provost. As president, what are your big goals for the future?
Well, that's a big question already. I think it's extremely important that we do a couple of things at a 30,000-feet level. One is to focus on educational innovation. We are beginning some experiments on that, and I think it's extremely important that MIT plays a lead role in that domain. After all, we are here to educate our students. So that's one important aspect of what I would like us to focus on. The second important aspect is that MIT is a very unique place in the way people work with each other. People collaborate, faculty, students from all across the institute, and that gives a tremendous strength to a lot of individuals working together to solve a very, very big challenge. We are doing some of that in the energy domain, and I think we should do more. So the second important issue for me is to identify big challenges the world is facing and identify those in which MIT can make a contribution and those in which faculty and students want to make a contribution, identify those and get on with them. So to some extent, it's about education and research, education, innovation, and research to do something very good that is positive for the world.
Well, let me ask you this, and this, I think, is related to what you just described. As provost, as I mentioned in the introduction, you pushed a global strategy that saw MIT partner with governments and foundations around the world and created four new research centers and universities worldwide. Is there more of that to come, globalizing MIT's brand, and why is that important?
That's an excellent question. I don't know that it's much more of that to come. We are exploring other interactions with other countries, and they are progressing very well. However, we need to assess how we're doing those we're doing right now and whether we have capacity to do more at those levels. So we are having those conversations. Some of them may actually happen, but we are evaluating those very, very carefully. Why is that important? I just described a moment ago how important it is to me to have MIT connected with the whole global community and to solve global issues. And the best way to do that, we cannot do it all alone, is to collaborate and interact with people in other countries who are facing problems that are a little more foreign for us. So it's important that we have a global strategy to actually solve those global challenges.
Hmm. And tell us more, President Reif, about the project to develop a model for online learning at MIT. You led an effort that launched MITx, an online education initiative that offers MIT content for free around the world online. Where does this model go in the future, and what is its potential?
Another excellent question. Two important points to make. One is that I believe that for the residential campus model to succeed, and I think it's extremely important that it succeeds, we need to teach and students are learning and understand how they learn better. And that means more and more including and using online tools. So the first point is that we're using online tools, and the whole idea behind MITx is to strengthen what we do on the residential campus environment. That's number one. Number two, once we have the online version of a lot of MIT content, just as we did with OCW, we should make it available to the world, because that can only improve the conditions of many learners worldwide. But the driving force from the very beginning is how do we strengthen what we do on campus?
And is that because, I mean, and this would sort of lead to my next question, is there a risk that developing global online content for free for everyone could risk diluting, I guess, the MIT brand?
I don't think so. I think, in fact, if anything, I think it'll strengthen it. Since we started OCW, which put all our content, all our 2,100 subjects online, actually we have seen a much increased visibility on the importance of MIT globally. So I don't see that as a risk. What we do on campus here is very, very unique. What 10, 11,000 students do with 1,000 faculty and 1,300 postdocs is extremely unique. You cannot do that in a completely distributed environment, but you can do other things. And that's where the online version is. We want to just share what we know with the world so that the world can become a better place. But I don't see that challenging the strength of places like MIT at all.
Let me ask you about a big challenge, if I could, President-elect Reif, that is sort of across all of higher education in this country, and that is student debt, the challenge of affording higher education. What is MIT's role in confronting this challenge and making higher education more affordable, more accessible for more people?
Well, that's a very important issue and a very important question. As you know, we have a fairly large financial aid budget to help with tuition. And many of our students at MIT actually pay no tuition because their family income is below the threshold. So we are very sensitive to that particular topic, which is why our financial aid budget is so large. If I remember correctly, it's probably over north of $90-95 million a year just in financial aid for undergraduates. So it's an important concern. We need to understand all those business models of academia. You know, how do we, where do the costs go? How can we make them more efficient? How can we improve how we use the resources in academia? All that has to be explored. But it's an important commitment of MIT to make education affordable.
Raphael Reif, I read that you're the youngest of four children of Eastern European emigres who fled Europe in the late 1930s. Your family moved from Ecuador to Colombia to Venezuela, where you were born and raised. I'm curious how you think your family background might influence the kind of leader you will be at MIT.
Well, it just teaches you a great deal of several things. One is that when you have to move from one country to another, when you don't have any material means with you, what you really have is what you have in your brain, your knowledge. So education is very important. And that is one thing that teaches you, you know, that kind of experience. The other thing is just to understand how different cultures are, and this we're all human beings that grew up with different traditions and different cultures, but we are essentially the same people, and that does a great deal to just avoid stereotyping individuals, seeing smart people anywhere they are and not stereotyping who is smart and who is not smart and so forth and so on. So understanding different cultures is very important, and understanding the importance of education is two of the biggest things that I learned from that tradition, that education.
Raphael Reif is the president-elect of MIT. He was named the university's 17th president by the school's governing body today. President-elect Reif, thanks so much for talking to us, and again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
Up next, facing death with the help of psychedelic drugs. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.